Family Worship Center, we are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
It's a new dimension that we're entering into. Yeah, it is. And we're not trying. God is moving us there. I'm through trying to do stuff of my own accord. If God ain't building it, I don't want it. Amen? But God is doing it. And we have to be those that are not afraid. You know, I'm not one that I don't really care to be out front. All my life, I never really cared to be out. You know, just you know, you have some people that have personality like that, and they're comfortable like that. I've never been comfortable with that. But God is saying, I don't care if you're comfortable or not. I need to push you out and get you in certain places, and it's very humbling. You know, it is. It's very humbling, and God knows how to keep you, but He also wants to use you. Tell somebody He's going to use you. Tell Him He's going to use you mightily. Amen. Amen. It's not ability, it's availability. So let me just talk about something this morning. I know this, you know, we've praised up the service and testified the service. It's all right. It's all right. But I want to talk about this shift that we've been talking about, because it's happening. It's happening. It's happening in our midst right now, this transformational shift. I want to read this prophetic word again about the open doors that no man can shut. Tell somebody, doors are opening for you. No one can shut. I'm going to take it a little further. God's taking the doors off the hinges. Amen. I said, God is taking the door off the hinges. Now, always keep this in mind. It's not the boulders that you stumble over. It's the little pebbles. So don't let the little stuff, don't let relationships, don't let things people say. Or as Pastor James was saying, when people walk away from you or don't honor you or respect you, write this acronym down. I was sharing this with some people this week. I forget why I heard it, but I heard it somewhere, but I've adopted it. And it's just simple, F-E-N, F-E-N. And the first word has to do with familiarity. Don't allow people to get familiar with you. Now you understand what I mean? It's one thing for them to know you, but it's another thing when they get familiar with you. When familiarity sets in, people, they start to discard respect. You know, they'll cross boundaries. Amen. You know, you're their boss, and they come up to you and patting you on the back. What up, boss? That's familiarity. You know, you don't want people to get familiar with you, because there's an acronym I'm going to show you. You know, set your boundaries. As Matisse was saying, be the most serious person that you know. You know, we have to be stoic. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to cry. There's a time to, you know, for all things under the sun, there's a time for it. But don't be a certain way when people are being a certain way, where you let down your guard. Yeah. And they get in there and get familiar. Why? Because familiarity goes to the second word, which is E, which is equality. Someone that you are over, someone that you are supposed to be leading. When they get familiar with you, they feel like they're equal to you.
Amen, amen.
I was sitting at the table yesterday with Bishop Banks and a group of us, and there were some of the younger guys too. And I don't know how we got on the subject, but I mentioned how this year I was celebrating my 50th anniversary of being born again. 50 years. And Bishop said, well, you know, Apostle, this celebrates my 52nd year. I said, wow. You know, I said, well, Bishop, you and I, we know the way. And there were others that were sitting there that were a lot younger. And you know, we were just kind of chatting in that. But you never want to get in a place where, again, you allow people to become familiar with you to the place where they want to become equal with you. Competition. Strife. You know, jealousies. Envy. You must set the boundaries. Why? To protect what it is you're carrying. You're carrying something from God. And you know, it's not a matter of arrogance or feeling or this superiority complex, nothing like that. No, you just have to carry in God what you are carrying. Because familiarity brings about an equalization, certain people, and then the last word is in the word neutralize. This is how the devil works. People get familiar with you, they want to be equal to you, then they neutralize your anointing. They pull, it's like crabs trying to crawl out of a barrel. One crab gets up and almost gets out, and another crab grabs them, pulls them back down. We all in this barrel. Right? So be mindful of that. Make sure all your relationships are on the up and up.
Amen.
Ain't nobody got nothing on you.
Amen.
No skeletons in the closet.
Amen.
Nothing they can blackmail you on.
Amen.
Amen. Your children can't say anything about you.
Amen.
I'd rather not say anything. No, they ought to be able to testify and say, yeah.
Amen.
Amen. That's real important. Because in this transformational shift, or when excuse me, these doors that are open, I'm going to read this part of the testimony, is this prophecy again. Prepare for the plutonic plates of the spirit realm to suddenly shift. In an earthquake, the plutonic plates in the earth, they don't move much. They just move a little bit. But the devastation that it can be in an area can be incredible just from a little shift. So God, through this prophetic word, is saying the plutonic plates in the spirit realm are going to suddenly shift, causing matter as we know it to relocate. Many of us are going to find ourselves relocated in the spirit realm. Hear me. I'm prophesying to you right now. I said you're going to find yourself relocated in the spirit realm. And the thing about it, God's going to take you away that you've not been before. So you have to be observant. You have to be have the spiritual antennas up. You have to ask God for discernment. Amen. Discerning of spirits. Try the spirits. The world system is messed up. It's full of deceit. I say it's full of deceit. But tell somebody, don't grow weary. Stay in your lane. Be you. You know, we don't have to be straining to see. No, just stay in the spirit. God will show you. This is a year, as I've said before, of uncovering. God's going to disclose things that have been going on for years in the dark, in the church world, in the political world, in governments, in Israel. Hello? I said God's going to disclose. Open it up for people to see the deception, this system that Satan has set. You see, what we must understand is that the system has good people in it, but the system is messed up. People can be kind in certain areas, but they can't do nothing for you.
Amen.
I wish I could help you, because you're such a nice person. They can't do nothing. We have to go to the root of the system. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood. We deal with the systems. These are demonically induced and built systems. We got to dismantle systems in the spirit realm. Yeah, there were a lot of prayer went up for the meeting yesterday that the atmosphere. See, if you take the atmosphere, you got it. If you can establish the atmosphere, the environment, you got it. If the devil can establish it, he got it. Whoever has air supremacy is going to win the war. Are you hearing? Whoever has air supremacy. So we take the airwaves. That's where our warfare is, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, the evil that's in these high places. But we have authority. Tell somebody, I have authority. I have dominion over this. I got to open my mouth. I got to walk this walk. I got to endure. I got to fight. I got to wrestle. I got to push back the darkness. I got to bind the devil. I have authority to do these things. Serpents and scorpions, all the power of the enemy has to succumb to me. I'm a child of God. Amen. That's who you are. This is how we walk. So when the intensity comes, you got to fight it with intensity. Amen. And then we have to subdue these things with greater intensity. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The warfare lies in the soul realm. In the soulish realm. The mind, the will, the emotions. You know, I love what the evangelist did when she got there. She danced with all her might. We do that. That has to do with our emotions are given to us by God. Amen. People sometimes will say about certain denominations, they're holy rollers. We're not a denomination. We just love God. Amen. But now you have those, and they're saved, but their expression is different, and I got no qualms with it. You know, they won't even raise a hand. Praise the Lord. That's, what got his hand up for? You know, worshiping. And they're saved, and they love God. I'm of this persuasion, though, that your emotions were given to you for a reason. Amen. Amen. We exercise our emotions, but hear me, we are not emotional. Amen. You ain't got to be in the line at Walmart making no scene. Folks scared to get behind you, around you. Everybody getting in another line because you're there praising the Lord, speaking in tongues. No. Everything needs to be done decently and in order. And the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. But see, when we get in a setting like this, we come together like this, it's time to blow off some steam. I might not be able to do it out in public like I want to, because it'll be out of order. But oh, you're not going to hold me down when I get among the saints, when I get into the house of God, when the music is going. Amen. When the praises are going up, that's my time to let. That's not my time to come and be a spectator. It's time to be involved, a participator. God will move mountains. Things happen when people praise God. Oh, yes, it does. Amen.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Filled with compassion and love.